Hello and welcome back to Backyard Catch. This is Nick Roby. Thanks for tuning in. Super pumped. Week three is here. We've got some games to talk about. Most teams have played two games. Even a couple teams have played three games. So we're trying to get a better picture of what the college football landscape looks like. We will learn even more this weekend in week three. Teams are starting to finish up some of their non-conference play, or some teams even having a few conference games themselves. And so there's a lot to dive into. Let's get right on to it. We want to start with game day being at South Carolina as they host the number 16 LSU Tigers. South Carolina is 2-0, and they get to host game day after a beatdown of Kentucky 31-6 was the final score. Look good in that game, and they have a major opportunity in this one where they'll host game day in LSU, and the whole eyes of the nation are on Columbia, South Carolina. This is a big one for Shane Beamer and this crew because, I mean, there's not as many. I think there's only one ranked on ranked matchup, which is Friday night. Alabama plays at Wisconsin, which we'll talk about, but for a lot of people, this is probably the marquee game or the game they're definitely going to be tuning into the most because you're also not only game day, but you're the game right after game day in the noon slot. You've got Kurt Herbstreit and the boys covering. So it's a major opportunity for South Carolina and Shane Beamer in this program. And so I can see this playing out a multitude of ways because there's a scenario where, you know, the crowd really factors in and they pull the upset, so to speak. I think they're a 7-point underdog in this game at home. You know, Willie B plays a big factor. LSU turns the ball over a lot, and the pass rush gets in. They're able to run the ball. Sellers plays well. A lot can go with you. Another thing is that the crowd, there's all this built up. LSU hits a couple big plays. They take the crowd out of it, and then you're playing catch up the whole time and doesn't feel as great. And then there's another version where it's a back and forth type of a matchup that comes down to the last bit of it. I think the tricky part for this one is it's a little bit hard to tell which version of South Carolina that you're going to get. Are you going to get, you know, game one where they barely beat an Old Dominion team? You know, they have to get a turnover in the second half to win. Or are you going to get week two's version, which is more of the beatdown of Kentucky, or is it going to be somewhere in the middle? And then for LSU, you know, they lose a tough one against USC. You know, they come in last week, but it's a true road game, you know, and they've got some other big boys on the schedule. Like, you need to win this game if you're LSU, I would think, because if you lose this one, you're 1-2, more questions are being asked, and you've got, you know, some other tough teams you need to play going down the stretch, and you don't want to start conference play 0-1. Both teams need to run the ball well. I mean, we're going to talk about Sellers. We're going to talk about Nussmeier. But whichever team I think runs the ball better and doesn't turn it over, I think will be the one who wins this game. You know, we got a little bit of the hurricane that came in. And so you've got some – looks like the rain maybe will hold off a little bit, but you might have a little bit of – a little wind. Could be a little bit sloppy conditions. I don't think it will be, but it just could be kind of – like maybe it not obviously not the most ideal weather, but they'll be fine. But I think it's whoever takes care of the ball more. You know, LSU loses their number one rusher, and you don't have Jalen Daniels to run the ball as well. So they need to be able to run the ball and hold up against this pass rush. You know, Stewart and those boys are going to be coming. So in the game with the pick, LSU, as I'm double checking my spreadsheet, LSU, 7.5-point favorite on the road. I'm going to take South Carolina to cover. I think the environment plays a big factor. There's a big buildup within this game. I think there's a lot of, you know, they're the home team. And so I think they come in to play. I think the pass rush plays a factor. I don't know how well either team will run the ball. I think if South Carolina can run the ball and keep the LSU offense off the field, the better they'll be able to handle in this game. I do think LSU wins. I think they've just got a little bit too much firepower in the end, and I really like Nussmeier. But I think the defense or South Carolina in this running game will keep them in it, but I just don't think they'll be able to play catch-up towards the end. But I have South Carolina covering the 7.5. Another one I want to hit first is that on Friday night, we have Arizona and Kansas State playing. in a ranked on ranked matchup, which even though they're now in the same conference in the Big 12, they are not, it's not considered a conference game, which is kind of wild. Kansas State is a 7-point favorite. This game was set up before Arizona transitioned to the Big 12, so they're not considering it to be a conference game. This one's interesting because you have a Kansas State team that has kind of struggled a little bit or just hasn't looked their best offensively for, you know, Howard transfers over to Ohio State, and then you've got Avery Johnson, who, you know, the phenomenal freshman, comes in kind of to really invigorate the offense with his running, and just they haven't quite gotten it there yet. And they've been able to run the ball some, but just not quite as explosive as you would expect. They hold on against Tulane, you know, and they just definitely haven't hit that next gear that they can hit or what we would expect them to hit. And you have Arizona, who comes in with a strong, you know, McMillan and strong quarterback ratio. I mean, the head coach and some of the coaching staff go off to Washington after DeBoer leaves for Alabama, but those guys stay around. It's going to be very interesting. It's a very interesting, intriguing game Friday night in Manhattan, Kansas. To me, I think Kansas just, they definitely have some firepower, but their strength is in running the ball and playing good defense. I think Arizona has a really good, really strong, you know, they can pass the ball really well, which I think will keep them in this game. It's still very early. So you're still kind of feeling out like, okay, how good are these defenses? Like, you have numbers, but it's like, okay, who have they played? You know, some people have played, you know, a strong Power 5 team in the non-conference, and other guys have just played more of the cupcake kind of a schedule to start off. So those numbers are kind of inflated. I think Kansas State should be able to run the ball against Arizona. I think Arizona can hang around because of the passing game, but I think Kansas State will find a way to win. It's just too strong of a program to lose this game at home. However, I think Arizona covers just with their quick passing ability and just be able to score quick on the outside. But I just think Kansas State gets a good stop late to win this one. Another big one is that game day's not at this one, but big noon kickoff is going to be in Madison, Wisconsin, as Alabama, number 4 Alabama, travels to Wisconsin to face off against the Badgers. Alabama is a 16-point favorite, which is very interesting, you know, going in on a road game. Alabama kind of struggled with USF, you know, last week, and then pulled away with, you know, 3 late scores to make it like a 42-16 win, but it was close for the most part. And then Wisconsin, it's kind of weird because you're like, you're not really sure like what kind of offensively you're going to get, and they're kind of still trying to figure out their identity. Tyler Van Dyke had a great year that one year in Miami, but then he has kind of struggled since then. He has been known to be turnover prone. Alabama, I think, definitely is a more explosive team, but they've also shown they can kind of stall out a little bit. And for me, I mean, I think Alabama's going to win the game. For me, it's too many points on the road. Like, I think Wisconsin's too proud of a program, and that environment will be fired up to play Alabama. And Alabama, I mean, Ryan Williams, if you want to watch, this freshman is legit from Alabama. He is a speedster. There are some talented freshmen that are coming in from college football. The biggest thing will be that Alabama needs to protect Jalen Miller and be able to run the ball well. I think that Wisconsin will be able to hang around. Just 16 points just feels like too many in this game. So you have it. I'm going to have Alabama win, but Wisconsin will cover. Other ones that are – I misspoke earlier. Another ranked-on-ranked game. I keep forgetting that Boston College is ranked. As Boston College goes off against Missouri in the non-conference. Love when these Power 4 teams play in the non-conference and – at a home game. Missouri is, we have in the contest I'm in, we have is a 16.5-point spread over Boston College. Missouri is still trying to figure out, like, you know, this is probably really their first test of the year. Whereas Boston College, they go on the road and beat Florida State. So, which is big for Boston College. Time will also tell how good of a win that will be, you know, as Florida State, as we'll talk about, will play Memphis, and just as we look back on, you know, later in the year, like how good of a win will this be? But I like what Bill O'Brien and company have brought in. Thomas Castellanos is an underrated quarterback. He's really good with his legs. He's improved passing. Missouri's good. Like, I think they are. If they can cook, if he can, Brady Cook, if he can keep down on the turnovers, if he can, and Missouri can just kind of keep it in control, because you don't want to let a Boston College team just kind of hang around, because they're this they're just the type of team, if you let them hang around and take control, or just, you know, not put them away, you have a tight one. You know, Missouri barely beat Kansas State. Was it last year? I think last year they hit a long field goal at home to beat Kansas State in the non-conference. Or, yeah, in the non-conference. And Boston College, it's too many points, 16 and a half. I think that's kind of, with a couple of these ones, I think Missouri wins. And I just think Boston College team is underrated. They've played really well under Bill O'Brien. They have a lot of belief about them. Castellanos is... I really like him, and what he can do with his legs will make it tough, because say it's third and seven, and you've got all the guys out and, you know, trying to defend a long passing game. He's the type of quarterback who will drive you fits as the defensive coordinator, because he can run for the first down. And I'm taking Boston College to cover the 16.5. It's just too many points. I could see this being a 10 to 14 point game. Missouri wins, but that's what I've got. Memphis and Florida State. This one's interesting. I believe this one, they scheduled this because Mike Norvell used to play at Memphis, so they scheduled this as part of his contract. Florida State's just trying to get a win. I mean, they're 0-2, have not felt great. The bye week probably came at just as good of a time as any for them. For me, I'm taking Memphis to cover the 5.5. I think Florida State finds a way to win, and they got this one out, but it's tight. I don't know how pretty this is going to be. However, when you have the 2 weeks to prepare, you can add some wrinkles in. Florida State's too talented. I think this is a really like gut check kind of a game, because they're like, this is it. It's one game. Like Missouri, Memphis is going to give your best shot. They, you know, they want to beat their old coach. You know, I remember how many guys are left from that program, but just, you know, they're going to be coming in wanting to beat a big dog. We're going to see what Florida State's made of. I have Memphis covering, but it's close. I think it's about a field goal. Field goal game. Don't feel great about it, but that's what I've got in this one. A&M is a 3.5-point favorite at Florida. This one's interesting because you're like, who's going to play quarterback for either team? You know? Here we're gonna hear two quarterbacks from Florida. This would be interesting. Or, you know, and then A&M, Wegman is a little questionable, I think, with the shoulder. So you're like, who's going to get this one? I don't think this one's going to be pretty. I've got A&M. I know they haven't played the best on the road. I've got them squeaking this one out. I just think they're too talented. Florida's got some injuries. And if they get behind, Florida needs to be ahead in this game to keep the crowd involved, to keep the confidence up. Because if Florida gets behind, I just think A&M win the game. Mike Elko's a good defensive coach. I trust that coaching staff more than I trust Billy Napier and company. But this one's a tough one. Another one, we've got Oregon State, Battle of the Civil War. You know, I'm glad that they're playing this one. Oregon State's a 14-point underdog at home. I'm taking Oregon State. It's not, this is a little bit more of just, I need to see it from Oregon. Just they haven't been able to really put teams away. They're 2-0, but they've had some tough ones and just some penalties. It hasn't looked the prettiest. And you know Oregon State's going to be fired up at home to play Oregon. You know, the year after they've left the conference, I just think just until I see I don't know if I see Oregon having beaten a team by more than two scores, you know, as of right now. Washington State, I'm going to take Washington at home. You know, another rivalry game. It's similar. I'm glad they're playing this one, but I like Washington at home, and I just trust them a little bit more. So there you have it. Those are some picks from this weekend. Taking Arizona +7, Wisconsin +16, South Carolina +7.5, Kansas State, Alabama, and LSU have all winning. Same with Boston College, taking them. A lot of underdogs didn't plan it out that way, but that's where we are. Missouri wins, Florida State wins, Memphis covers, A&M wins, Oregon wins, Oregon State covers, and then I have Washington straight out. So there you have it. A fun, full weekend. I know there's some, you know, a couple of games, maybe a little bit lighter of a slate, but hey, it's college football. Super pumped to have all of this. So Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe on the YouTube channel, on podcasts, wherever you get those. That is super helpful for us. We have Patreon with our community that we're building there. Super fun. Super excited. So yeah, we got some Friday night football and then a full Saturday slate, which will be really fun. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.